This is a level 3 blue emotionally driven type. It's emotional because it has the presence of the lacuna. And when you add just one Sora to an iris, whether in one eye or one in each eye, it doesn't matter. Just one definitive Sora in combination with the lacuna creates a charge in the personality. That's why we call this the emotionally driven type. Emotionally driven means that it lets its emotions drive it, and that driven or take charge quality tends to take risks. It wants to be on the cutting edge. It wants change and is a dynamic initiator. Because it is emotionally charged, it is very fast out of the starting gate. And because of the emotional type, it has lots of ideas. And when you add a spot or a few spots to the eyes, then the person will begin to initiate, takes charge, entrepreneurship, but they become initiators and or leaders. This type sees the big picture. It likes to take in everything. It's very difficult to overwhelm it with too much because it thrives on the intensity and the adrenaline and the moment, like fuel to charge its emotional batteries. With the drive that comes from the mind aspect of the Sora, then they become even more mentalized and or thinking and analytical. So it's about creating plans to carry out an inspiration. Remember, we said plans. We'll come back to that later. When this type gets stressed out, and the stress can come from not feeling supported, out there all alone. Remember, this type is the emotional type. They want to bond and connect, but yet they're driven to make change. So there's kind of a conundrum that goes on in this inside of them, in that they love to rebel. They love to stand up and take a stance and are passionate. This is the cheerleader. This is the type that loves the hockey game and the professional football game and can stand up and cheer. This is the guy that rides the big Harley Davidson, the big old teddy bear, the athlete, the team player, because they like that camaraderie. Remember, this has a female charge to it, and if this has a male disposition, then they're wanting closeness and connection. That men teamwork connection, yeah, let's do it together, is fuel that drives them. And yet, they want to be different. They want to stand alone. They are the lone wolf. Many times they don't feel supported. So there's an interior battle between wanting for the tribe and the community and everybody to do it together, but yet then there's the need to be individually seen and recognized. Their lesson is to follow through with details. The lesson is always the opposite type. So because this is emotional, then the opposite type is thinking. And because it's driven, the opposite of driven is empathic. So level one, when we look at these different levels, is all empathic emotional. And then level two is the classic emotional. And then we go to level three, it's because we're adding Sora, and Sora add that other dimension of mind, which brings on a bigger, which gives them more depth, more clarity. It gives them more vision, and it increases the charge. The lesson of this type, so when they learn to complete, follow through, finish details, this type tends to have many, many irons in the fire. So to finish a project means it needs to embrace its opposite type, which is thinking. And the thinking type is detail-oriented. So when they can follow through with something and not be distracted by starting another project, then they can reap the rewards of that and gain the gifts and even the accolades and the physical and monetary abundance that come with completing a project. And the gift of this type is these are the bringers of change. These love to burn down the old and bring in the new. So they're about innovation, change, dynamic movement forward. And so these are the trendsetters. This type is the type that keeps life exciting and never knowing what's around the next corner. So let's drop down here and look at the four pairs of eyes below and go over those interpretations. All right, let's look at these four pairs of emotionally driven types. You might say that the pair in the upper right is green. Notice a little bit of blue down at the base of it. We put them in the blue category just to push the envelope because this type is pushing the envelope all the time. And they're pushing the envelope because that extra sora, one, two, three, four of them, even one dot in an eye with lacuna moves it into this category of the driven type. Now, when they're radically extroverted, like the pattern in the upper left, then the additional sora adds a charge, like an opposite polarity, the polarity of mind being added to all this emotionally charged, passionate energy that then becomes driven. They want to take action. And because the thinking type is the take action doing type, now you have somebody that's willing to take action based on their emotional state. So they like extremes, they love adrenaline, they love change. And the more extroverted they are, the more they don't stay in any one experience or any one emotion or project or life or job or relationship too long. Now I'm exaggerating here, but they need constant stimulation. Having many irons in the fire keeps them busy and occupied.
Because they get bored easily and need constant stimulation.
So we can go along the eye and look at the iris positions to help get a greater idea about what this person may be so driven and passionate about. In the right eye, which is on the left side of the screen, we can look right in the area of nurturing and anger at about 8 o'clock and see that sora right there. That is angry about a lack of nurturing and means this person's going to work really hard. So now we know they're physically driven. And when we see all of the lacuna up towards the top of the eye in the philosophy area, the listening area, even the escapism area, we're looking at lots of higher values and ideals. This person also has in the right eye, at the 3 o'clock position, another sora, which is somewhat of a broken heart, but also driven to prove oneself. Here is somebody that has a lot of impatience in this iris. And so this is somebody that is going to be moving and a grooving. And so we're going to look for some kind of adrenal burnout or burnout. How are they sleeping at night? Watching blood sugar levels and making sure that they're not living on caffeine, sugar, and then grounding themselves with tons of burgers. And that's a lifestyle that would work very well for this type and fuel their many desires. But as we know, not for long because it's not a healthy diet. Let's move to the pattern of the upper right, the light blue ones with the green and the rust over them. Once again, this type is going to like extremes. If we look at how the lacuna open into the physical area, they're searching for something. This type is like looking for the magic bullet, the panacea. Because they're, in a sense, very well-rounded, you could call this the jack-of-all-trades type, that they know a little bit about everything. It's like they're looking for something to fill up this emptiness or this void, this thing that's missing inside of them, and they're looking for the magic bullet that's going to make everything go well. And so this type is the risk taker. This is one that parlays the bet, not interested in onesies and twosies and dimes. We're going to bet the whole farm. And once again, that's what they're comfortable with. These are the risk takers in life. They are the great initiators of new projects and new ideas. If we go to the lower left, we see, once again, a very, very driven type. But we see the coloration is primarily the rust color, which is interpreted as mind or thinking or like sora. And it's all around the ring of expression and how this person might express. That rust colored creates, think of it as almost a frozenness or an inability to get out. And so they're kind of holding it all in, but yet at some level you can feel this as a starburst, like it's kind of exploding. And so when we take all of that emotional energy and now it can't get out and it's driven in, they could go through deep periods of depression, isolated, lonely. So this is the kind of person that needs consistency. They need somebody to connect with because of their emotional type. They need support. And yet, what's interesting is because they're a lone wolf and a maverick, they're walking the cutting edge by themselves, but they really do want to feel the connection of the team. And so particularly in a man, and if we go to the lower right, we can see a more softer disposition and more softer coloring. So this is going to be more of like the big teddy bear that weighs 300 pounds and goes into football. This is going to be team sports and the men sitting around to have a beer. This is going to be the guy covered in tats riding the big Harley. The art on the body is a way to express their own personal creativity because they're very visual. They see things in their head, they see pictures to describe all their emotions. And then wearing them on their body is a wonderful way for them to literally create their own identity. Plus, if they're bizarre, wild, and unusual, which this type would lean for as a norm, then it might even draw attention to them. Oh my. And attention for an emotional type is like fuel for a car. That's what they need and thrive on. And when somebody's excited, then they get excited and everybody gets excited together and we're having a good time now. This is truly the master of the tailgate party.